La 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 la
Hello, the Tens and Deity are from Africa, and we'll read an excerpt by Baal Sulam. There's no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he's already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he's fit for a wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. And as long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you will be worthy of the Creator.
Active workshop question. How do we generate joy in our ten? Again, how do we generate joy in our ten?
אנחנו מייצרים שמחה בעשירייה דרך פעולות שאנחנו עושים.
We create joy in the ten by actions of connection that we do between us. For instance, our Thursday's meetings, they always bring a lot of joy and inspiration when we meet together physically, care for each other, try each one to do the best they can, and that gives joy.
According to the excerpt, we should have created despair in the friends, and then they would be happy, but it's not how it works. We need to provide each other with the importance of the goal, and if our common goal is more important than anything else, then we rejoice about every opportunity to do something for the goal.
I got a text from a friend today who told me he is on kitchen duty. That brought me a lot of joy, that there is friends in the kitchen and there's a meal today in the evening and there's connection.
I too was in the kitchen yesterday, and it was a celebration, a congress. There are friends that showed up also from abroad. They came to work in the kitchen, they came especially to participate with us in the Unity event. And it's truly, you know, how we create joy in thought and speech and action, The most important in setting an example, how people that come to work bring great joy, joy from the goal.
I also think that when the building comes to life, it does bring joy, and that we have the privilege to participate in that. Everyone contributes his little drop, but together it helps us lift each other.
It's our song. In the morning we learn again, it's great joy to sit among the friends, 1, 2, and 3, the worldly. We have many reasons to be happy leading up to the Congress this evening.
Yeah, when a person gets some prize or wins a treasure, it gives him a lot of joy because now he feels like he has an opportunity for a better life. And for us, all the more so, we have an opportunity for a better life every moment that we meet and in the lesson, and rising to the spiritual path, finding this new point of connection, just being delighted about this opportunity we have to realize our goal in life.
Yeah, we have all the reasons to be happy. We just have to remind one another of this, and we'll be grateful from every point of contact, thoughts of the lesson, every moment we think of one another during the lesson, when we meet once a week with other tens, it also evokes a great deal of gladness. There's no shortage of reasons.
Turns out that we are happy when we do something. Mostly we do something for the friends. And it's interesting because it's not that customary in the world. People in the world are more happy about sitting and resting, and we're happy about working. And that kind of shows us bit by bit how this path and this light that influences us gradually changes us, directs us to giving something rather than just receiving.
I didn't hear all of you. There were a few disturbances, but that may be a reason for joy. We have an opportunity each moment to adhere to the tent, to remember him. There are many, many reasons for gladness. The unity event that is coming close, another lesson. Well, not another lesson, it's the lesson. And again, we're together here connecting to the Creator. This is the source, the main source of the joy.
Ram Hashem v'shafel v'shafal ireh.
Baal Salam writes, "The Lord is high and the low will see. For once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into real lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all the people, as there is nothing good in the structure of his body. At that time, his prayer is complete, and he is granted by his generous hand."
Prayer. Dear Creator, from every corner of this world, you have grouped friends for all to unite with. We see and feel their greatness and dedication with every word and action they say and do. Grant us every day special forces that come from you. These giant friends show us by example the qualities we should desire to adopt as our own. Help us, Creator, to be more like them, giving our time and making all efforts to build stronger unity between us. The love of friends is prominent and contagious. Let it infect every cell of our bodies, so we in return can bestow on the friends joy, love, and bestowal that radiate within us, which is you. work your reforming light on us so we can become your most inner circle, and thus we can then lead this entire world by your good, that does good example. Amen.
Yes, friends, let's concentrate on this silent intention. Let's feel each friend from the world Kli as one man with one heart. Again, silent intention. Let's feel each friend from the world Kli as one man with one heart.